And now we look at how to achieve domestic harmony. And to answer that question for us is our visiting Sheikh Ala Al Sayed. Sheikh, how does one achieve domestic harmony? We know how one can ruin a marriage, but how does one make it work?
That's the $100,000 question, I believe. But in order for us to understand and answer this question, let's go back to our sources, who we are, the Quran and the Sunnah. God Almighty says in the Quran, and among His signs, meaning the interpretation of the verse, of course, among His signs that we made from you your own spouse. So this is the basis of it. And the basis of our foundation of this beautiful marriage relationship, He says that His signs, among that sign, is a place where you find tranquility and harmony. And how do you find the tranquility and harmony? He says the basis of the foundation is mawadda and rahmah, love, compassion, and mercy. In order for us to understand this, God Almighty again gives us examples in the Quran that He made it to you as their garments. They protect their shields. So as you wear the garment, it protects you from the heat of the sun or the rain or the cold of the winter. So as such, He's also given us another example in the Quran. He says,
"You mean the Quran is saying that the spouses are like garments for each other?"
Correct.
Okay, so that analogy or metaphor is used to highlight the fact that they are very important to each other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not only that, God Almighty says it's like their plantation. What is the plantation? A smart person will take a beautiful tree and take the weeds away from it. It's a successful gardener. So take the harm away from it. Quench the thirst of that beautiful tree with lawful sources of income. So the fruit of this tree will be your children. Go back to Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and to see how he dealt with Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her.
Meaning his wife.
His wife, Aisha. I'm glad you're correcting me on this, so we don't give the wrong idea to anybody.
Yes, of course, Muslims will be thinking the mother of the believers.
Yes, of course. And now we find out how he used to treat her. First of all, he used to call her Ya'aish. Aish is a nickname of Aisha. So we learn from him. We should give our spouses, husband or wife, of course, a nickname. So you can call her Mimi, Tutu, Lilu, Fifi, Susu, whatever you want, akhi.
Call her a name. Are these Arabic sweet names?
Arabic, yeah, but I don't know any, forgive me.
Cupcakes or honey bunch or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right, whatever you want to call her in your own language, by all means, feel free. But as long as you have that beautiful bond with your spouse, not to mention that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he would take the glass of Aisha, which he used to drink at the time of the month, and would turn it around, place his lips where her lips were, to drink from it, to assure her that this is, you're more important to me than this physical act. So they want it emotionally. See, women are emotional based, men are physically based. So he wants to assure her at the time. And to go a little further, when she was asking him about a very long hadith after a story of a man that divorced his wife, women want to make sure that you have tranquility, peace, security. They don't want to hear you're divorced if you do this and so on. So Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, led by example. He says, I am to you like that man that he loved and she loved him very much, but I will not divorce you. Will you not be satisfied, O Aisha, that I want you to be my wife in the hereafter? For us, that's like a home run. You understand? Yeah. Women want to hear these beautiful emotion things. And of course, there is so much more to share. But of course, the idea behind having this beautiful partner in life with you to share this path or this road called dunya, life, in order for you to achieve the bigger picture, to have them in the hereafter as your spouse is one of the main aspects that we do.
You've spoken about women being emotional, men being physical. Some of our viewers may wonder if you're generalizing about the genders in this way. Are there exceptions to that, or is that a fixed rule?
No, there are exceptions, of course, but al-istithna la yaqumu alayhi qa'ida, meaning exceptions you cannot build a theory upon. But what is proven that we use the left-hand side of the brain, women use the right-hand side of the brain. And the attributes of the right-hand side and the left-hand side is this emotional on the left-hand side. We're more analytical on the right-hand side, where numbers and so on. We're not saying, obviously, that women are all as this or men are all as that. I know brothers that actually cry more than women. It's okay. But what we're saying is women want to hear, give them a poem, my brother, on certain beautiful occasions, you tell them how important they are to you. Come up with a flower, for example. That goes a long way. If you really ruin عملت أخي, if you made a really bad boo-boo, chocolate will also get you off the hook and come in with a beautiful smile, hug and embrace. And that's what they want to hear. They want to feel the security and the harmony in their relationship, that there is no hesitation or insecurity or instabilities in that.
Often our busy lives means that the spouses may be away from each other for several hours during the day. The woman might be working out of the house, the man may be working out of the house, the two may be working in separate locations. Are there ways in which you would recommend that spouses stay in touch with each other?
Of course. First, I recommend to book a time. Believe it or not, I actually asked the brothers to do this, book a time. Or the wife to book a time if they're working, to book a time to have a set time of the week to spend together. Just like you make an appointment for everybody else, make an appointment for your husband or make an appointment for your wife. And I tell them, if you have three kids, consider that you have four kids. Your husband is the, we're just a big kid, really, bottom line. So they need that also in their life and so much.
All right, we're going to leave it at that because perhaps your appointment with your spouse is coming up not too long from now. But stay with us. After the break, we come back to look at your questions regarding how to differentiate between permissible and impermissible meats and foods in the religion of Islam.